Northwestern Medicine, relentless in their pursuit of better health care. Learn more at nm.org/better.
Dr. Santina Wheat on the phone with the Department of Family and Community Medicine at Northwestern Medicine. Dr. Wheat, thank you for joining us. Did you see a boost in norovirus over the holidays?
Thank you for having me. And I'm fortunate to say I have not seen a lot of it, but I have definitely seen many stories about seeing more and more of it this December here in our country.
Yeah. And what is it exactly?
Yeah. So norovirus is a virus, and many of us think of this as the stomach flu or a stomach bug. And unfortunately, people experience a lot of vomiting and diarrhea that come along with it, and they usually feel miserable for a few days.
And how contagious is it?
This one is really contagious, unfortunately. It is really easy to spread just by caring for someone who is sick, by being around someone who is sick, and sometimes eating food that maybe that they have prepared or having food that it happens to be as part of. And so if you have it nearby, it is very possible for you to get it if you don't take proper precautions.
I was reading an article that said more than 90 norovirus outbreaks were reported during the week of December 5th. The maximum they've ever seen in previous years was 65. And of course, once we see an outbreak or many outbreaks, like 90 outbreaks in 90 different areas of the U.S., it seems like it spreads because we're traveling, we're gathering, we're, you know, around each other a lot more.
Absolutely, especially with all of the holiday parties, all of the holiday festivities that many of us have been taking part in recently. It is definitely something that will be easy to see, unfortunately, for a bit of time. And hopefully we can take care of ourselves by making sure that we're washing our hands, making sure our food is well prepared to help limit the spread.
Right. So you're telling me if you have norovirus and you're preparing food that you could actually transfer that virus to the food that you're serving to your guests?
That is absolutely right, which is why it's a great idea if you are not feeling well to stay home and not be preparing food for other people. It is a good time to ask someone to step in and take over for you because it is very easy to share that with other people.
Yeah, and that's why we, you know, I would hope that responsible people in the hospitality industry tell their employees as well to stay home because, boy, that can be spread so rapidly. Was there a bump in COVID or was COVID less apparent this holiday season?
I don't know that I would say it was less apparent. I think that I have still seen a fair amount of COVID around. I do think that I'm seeing less people be very ill with COVID, but recently we've started to see more flu and pertussis at the same time. So still seeing just a bump in people feeling ill in general.
And so people other than kids get pertussis, that's the whooping cough, right?
That is the whooping cough. Absolutely. All of us can get pertussis. We think about it the most in children and older adults because they're most likely to show severe disease. But really, any of us can get it, and it's miserable for all of us. It's known for some people as the 100-day cough, and so you really can feel uncomfortable for a while.
Ah, and I see a lot of people like that. They're like, well, I just have this cold that's been hanging on for a couple months. Is that a cold, or would that be like pertussis or maybe RSV?
You know, it is really hard to say after the fact. And is there a reason why? If you're starting to feel sick and you're not getting better quickly, is it reasonable to come see us? We do actually have tests that we can do that help distinguish what it is. Because if you happen to have pertussis, there's a medication we can give you that doesn't necessarily make you feel better, but makes it less likely to spread. And if it's one of the other diseases, it lets us know that there's not really a treatment that can help, but all of the rest and recovery and fluids that we do in general can help us feel better.
So there is a test for pertussis, RSV. Is there a test for norovirus? Is there a specific test?
There is, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, so we can do one test for lots of the illnesses. There's also tests for noroviruses. That's why we're seeing the uptick, is because people are actually being tested for it and our public health departments are hearing about it. And so it is helpful for us to know that it's a virus and not something else sometimes.
And is that something that you would persuade people to use a teledoc appointment instead of coming into a clinic and possibly getting other people sick? But you can't really test on a teledoc, so I guess you've got to go into the office, right?
Well, that's a great question. Sometimes we can do a teledoc appointment or a telemedicine appointment and talk about what is the best next step, and schedule just a lab visit for you so that all you have to do is come in and see the lab and then go home and get your test. Some of the tests are also available, not all of them, but for like flu and COVID, you can do over-the-counter tests that you can do at home without seeing us, just to help you know whether you should be going out or not. But it's still reasonable to come in and see us, especially particularly with norovirus. You can get dehydrated. Sometimes we can help you determine whether you need additional care or not.
Oh, that's interesting. I did not know there was a flu test available over-the-counter.
There is. People are doing home flu tests now.
Perfect. Perfect. Good news. Good stuff to learn. Thank you so much for joining us and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, too.